brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number two. For one segment, we're going to have one of the producers of Adam Kokesh's show, who was a witness to the raid and the things that happened in the aftermath, joining us, Lucas Jewell, Adam Kokesh's business manager, one of his producers, number one eyewitness to federal shakedown. So he's going to be joining us in the next segment. I got to settle down. It gets me so upset when I see the feds come out and started reading the training manuals today. I saw the article yesterday in McClatchy and barely mentioned it. And then now it's a big story today all over the place that they're saying we're looking for the threat within. The threat within is the New World Order. The threat within is the offshore banks that have wrecked the entire world, Africa, Eastern Europe, Asia, Latin America. They're the ones on record that will assassinate leaders if they don't bankrupt the country and impoverish the people so the globalists can buy everything up cheap. And they use poverty as a political tool. This is an anti-Renaissance, anti-Enlightenment, anti-human abomination of neo-feudalistic bull. And it just absolutely drives me crazy to watch a bunch of technocrats running scientific criminal operations that are still pretty simple, though. And to know I'm right, to know what's happening, to have everything we've said confirmed in quadruplicate, triplicate, quintuplicate, and to just realize the pattern of history and to be locked into it, knowing we're all on a runaway express train into political hell. Hades, Mordor, Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, Maoist China, man, this is a conscious plan. There's a reason in all those countries they did what they did. The globalists funded the New World Order, Rothschild, Rockefeller banks on record. There's been congressional hearings on this. Look them up. The church committees, I just named them for you, best-selling books by Anthony Sutton, who was there working in the committees. They tried it here. The McCormick-Dickstein Committee exposed that. They want a fascist takeover. They do not like you living wealthily. They don't like you living at all. And look, you're either going to get this or we're done. The way they sell going under carbon taxes is some great right and people are getting off on the austerity. The way they sell abortion as it's some great right, and women have had them and men have paid for them, so people rationalize themselves. I'm not even judging you. You were lied to. You grew up in a culture of evil. You were told it was okay to take your kid to the top of the pyramid and sacrifice him, or take him to the top of the altar and throw him into Baal, throw him before Molech. You were told to take your child to the bone fire in front of the stone obelisk and throw your kid into a fire, believing it would make fertility come back in the fields because your other three kids are starving. Yeah, I'm speaking to the people's ancestors out there. All of us are connected to them. All of our ancestors murdered their own children under state orders. And this is a sacrament. I've always told you, the abortion for the inner adherence, for the adepts, is a holy sacrament of evil. And it's come out in a lot of abortion clinics. Just type in abortion clinic was site of satanic rituals, or abortionist, was a Satanist. Now, of course they are. Not all of them. The ones that are doing it, when it's in the first trimester, that's a whole nother issue, folks, to second and third trimester. And people get mad and say, I don't want to hear this. Well, listen, that's because your conscience doesn't want to hear it. And then you have them standing, chanting Hail Satan around pro-lifers at the Capitol, licking their demonic lips. Because that's how evil works. Deep down, they know it's wrong. They've had abortions. And so now they're just going to go to the only spirit that tells them it's okay. And at least they're being honest. At least they now have embraced their father. At least they love their father.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have come here in an attempt to shake you out of your apathy. And to shake myself out of my own apathy, we are putting up with stuff that is at least 5 times more egregious, the more I think about it, 10 times, 20 times, 100 times more egregious than the founders revolted against with the British. Our military allows our troops to use DU, that is a death sentence, in the Army's own pre-1990 manual. We've aborted 53 million babies plus. We allow partial birth abortion of babies that are 9 months old, ready for adoption. We buy Pepsi products that have fetal tissue in them. I mean, there's just thousands of insane things. Our government orders torture worldwide illegally. It is a felony. And then when a whistleblower at the CIA talks about it, he's serving a jail sentence right now, and the people that tortured are given medals. The crimes are legion upon legion upon legion. And in the federal government, there are a lot of good people that are waking up. The military's waking up. Local police are waking up. The numbers all show that. New polls out today saying the vast majority of Americans believe Snowden's a hero in a scientific poll, despite the demonization. And that's what I'm hearing on talk radio everywhere. As the hosts say, oh, no, he's put us open to terrorists. People are like, our government runs the terrorists in Libya and Syria. And people see through this announcement of the Threat Within program that McClatchy exposed yesterday. It's now the biggest story out there. Because people are reading the 400-plus page manual, there's a 200-plus page manual, and I've been reading through this, and it's, do they go on vacation? Do they volunteer happily to courier stuff? Do they have, it's the same thing. And then I have these FBI training manuals that I'm going to get to after we cover what happened to Adam Kokesh, where it shows that buying a coffee with cash, they say, call the FBI on you. So it's not just the feds saying spy on each other. It's a witch hunt against citizens where everybody's a suspect with no evidence and nobody has any rights but the higher level feds who work for offshore banks that are looting us. This is the takeover. And again, I'll say this and then go to our guest. Research France. Hitler did not really take over France. But it was a big embarrassing thing for the French, so the media kind of played along with limited British resistance and the expeditionary force that fled to the sea at Dunkirk. There was no French occupation. That's why a week after the invasion, Hitler was in Paris and could drive past. Imagine if Hitler took over America in a week and then he paraded down New York with the streets lined with half the public hailing Hitler. Did you know that? Go watch the film footage of Hitler. Because there was a criminal group in the French government, the police and military, that had already made a deal for him to act like he invaded. They stood down, and then he took over, and de Gaulle fled with the British. Now, that's what this is a corporate takeover through Homeland Security, through DHS, through these grids, saying people that are against the New World Order and say that foreign banks run us are terrorists and that we're going to blow stuff up. No, the banks are going to blow stuff up, the same ones that run the narcotics and launder the drug money on record, and then blame it on us. America has been hijacked, and now they're ready for the crackdown, the night of the long knives. The purge in the federal government that authoritarians, Nazis, Soviets, it doesn't matter, always do once they've first taken over. Then they go after everybody in the government. And you could be somebody that goes along but they know isn't a criminal. They're going to burn you. Your only chance is to start speaking out. These are to stop whistleblowers of criminal activity. Now, I'm done talking about that. Until we talk to our guests, and I'm going to get back into it and open the phones up and take your phone calls. And we've got Chuck D, a public enemy, coming on to talk about the most powerful force in the world and a lot more today. But we do have Lucas Jewell outside the courthouse. He had to come out of the courthouse to do this. Adam Kokesh is manager of their media operation and involved in production, the number one eyewitness to what happened. Literally, we aired this interview that was taped right before showtime. Some nights InfoWars Nightly News is live. Some nights it's taped right before. We did the interview, got it edited, you know, into the main news show that had already been taped, streamed it out to everybody on PrisonPlanet.tv. While it was streaming, he was being raided. And so it's the last interview. It's up on InfoWars.com. It's up on DrudgeReport.com. We're thankful to Drudge for carrying real media on this with the photos that Lucas and his associates at AdamVersusTheMan.com took. And so to tell you what really happened, this is unprecedented. Multiple armored vehicles. I reported like 100 feds and locals. Two helicopters shutting down the neighborhood. Any excuse to bring in micro-martial law, just like Boston, which you now saw nationwide exercise on July 4th. Helicopter flyovers, you name it. This is amazing. And regardless of what you think of Adam Kokesh on some of his political views or ideas, he had courage like Rosa Parks. And I admire courage. Okay? I think Adam's cocky. And he's a combat veteran of Fallujah. You know, I think, you know, a lot of things. But it doesn't matter. I think sometimes he talks down to me. It doesn't matter, folks. He's got guts, and guts is enough. And that thing has been thrown out by the Supreme Court 4.5 years ago, D.C. versus Heller. It's unconstitutional. And if a citizen can't load a shotgun in the middle of D.C., it's such a joke. Now, would they send for a regular criminal? Helicopters and armored vehicles and 100 armed stormtroopers? No. It's the act of defiance of a citizen doing what he did like Rosa Parks sitting at the front of the bus, you have got to admire it. Does it mean I agree with all of his ideas? No. But that's done now, folks. You've got to stand with Adam. You've got to stand with people that have this type of courage. Does it mean that I would have done this? Probably not. I picked my battles, but he picked his. He knew what was going to happen to him. To make a big issue out of this, that this is an overthrown law, but those criminals are saying he doesn't have a right to protect himself, but the criminals in government are armed to the teeth. Lucas Jewell outside the federal courthouse, break down exactly what happened. You were there. Talk about what happened. You've got the floor. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. And again, for those that don't know, the article's on the site. He went and loaded a shotgun, his one-man armed march, open carry. It's legal in Virginia, but not in the District of Occupied Criminals. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Alex, I was actually present during the raid. My room is right by the front door. Heard some loud bangs on the door, and I grabbed my girlfriend and started to run to the back door because anyone banging like that on a door can't be friendly. So went to the back door, and by then we had SWAT team members decked out in full armor, battle helmet, everything surrounding us. And so then we were placed in plexicuffs, still at gunpoint. The entire time, we're in cuffs. We've been searched. We've been patted down. We're still at gunpoint. It was really unnecessary. And, you know, one of the officers kicked Adam after he asked to use the bathroom. They wouldn't present the warrant before the...
Now, again, that's a major civil rights violation. Describe what happened to Adam.
Adam was originally with us. We were all in this front room. Adam was originally with us. They drug him into the room, and we have audio of that. Unfortunately, my phone battery was too low to get video, but we have audio of us in that room. And then they pull Adam out of the room and have him to the side, but we could still see him, like, through the side of the door. And Adam asked the officer to use the bathroom. The officer kicked him. Adam's girlfriend was actually in the shower at the time, and it's her time of the month, so... she was asking, you know, hey, can I go handle this? And the officer said no. She's like, hey, I'm bleeding all over myself. Can I please use the bathroom? So she sat in a pool of her own blood for about 3 hours.
Well, see, the dehumanization of the slave is key, and they like this being broadcast here to teach you you're dog meat. You're nobody. You're their food. They're coming. And so now, where did he kick him? How did he kick him? What was the bearing? Were these guys really getting off on how cowardly and weak they are?
Oh, they were really getting off on it. It was so weird to me that the detective who was running the show was the most civil one, and then all these, you know, grunts dressed up in these silly costumes.
Well, no, these are guys that want to be soldiers, but now get to pick on, you know, women at checkpoints. This is
the funny, you know, it's the funny part is I'm a veteran. I was like, didn't y'all have any military experience? Like, didn't y'all have any shame in what you're doing? It's really about taking constitutional oaths. Does that mean anything to you? And, I mean, we were held in detention for 5 hours.
How they kicked him. I mean, how hard did they kick him? What happened?
Originally, the cop that kicked him was guarding everyone else, and then I guess he got tired of hearing us talk trash to him, so he went to go guard Adam, and Adam asked him to, you know, use the bathroom. It was sort of a soccer kick to the solar plexus. So,
kicked him in the stomach?
Yeah, it was like a punch.
What a tough guy. Kicking somebody in the stomach who's in handcuffs.
Like,
what a man. Yeah. What a big, tough man. Ooh,
yeah,
he's so tough.
The whole time I was in plexicuffs and,
By the way, when we take this country back, anybody that served the New World Order willingly, you're going to have to run to other countries just like Nazis did. Keep going.
Oh, yeah. We'll hang them high in the streets. But, you know, before in your introduction, you were calling Adam cocky and everything like that. But name a combat Marine that isn't cocky.
No, no, I hear you. I'm saying it's easy. Hold on. Sure. I got to go to break. Stay there. I'll come back and tell us more. No, I get it. I'm just saying it isn't about personalities. It isn't about things. The point is he had a lot of courage to do this. And this is the point we've gotten to. When you look into the eyes of these goons, you just know how pathetic they are.
We all know the terrible damage that viruses and bacteria can inflict in the human body. Dozens of diseases are caused by infectious organisms, and now the emergence of superbugs that are resistant to antibiotics poses an even bigger threat to our safety. Don't wait for the medical world to discover a new treatment for the latest superbug. It's important to realize that a simple, safe, and effective alternative already exists. Supernatural Silver. Advances in silver technology have given us a silver solution that is effective against these pathogens. Supernatural Silver can help the body fight against the diseases that can endanger your health and well-being. Taken internally or used topically, Supernatural Silver can give your immune system the support it needs. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and give you and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SUMMER2013 for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Alex Jones here. We're back live. Adam Kokesh is forcing the issue with the authoritarian government. Not only can we just say that what they've done in D.C. is unconstitutional and in Chicago, for almost 5 years, Chicago and D.C. have been ordered by the federal courts to get rid of their unconstitutional laws. They're never going to, unless we make them. And so Adam has forced this, and Lucas Jewell, head of his media operation, who was there during all of this, is out front of the courthouse during the break. He was talking to NBC News National and with a bunch of other local stations. Let's see if we can go back to him so we can hear it over the cell phone. Lucas, can we get back with you, or are you still talking to the media?
He's still talking to the media. This is another representative for him. He's
okay, great. Who is? No, that's fine. Who is this?
My name's Elizabeth Kelly. I'm an attorney, and I happen to have been present when it occurred.
Oh, you were present when it occurred. I'm told people were put in handcuffs, and they continued to point their guns at your heads.
Yeah, three people were handcuffed outside, and the rest of us were put in zip ties, I guess you could call them.
So that's handcuffed too. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And yeah, we were stormed by a SWAT team, park rangers, and they had guns loaded, and at one point, kind of in corner, we were all hurled into a room, and at one point, one of the park rangers was in the corner of the room, and we were quite concerned about where the gun was pointed.
And then Adam's girlfriend, we're told, was left naked and bleeding on the ground for 3 hours.
Well, she was able to put some clothing on before she came down the stairs, but it was really like a skirt that she was able to pull up over herself, and she had just gotten out of the shower but was able to secure the dog in a...
Well, that's a good thing. They didn't kill the dogs. Now, we see varying reports. Two helicopters, two vehicles, four armored vehicles, 100 police. How much force did the Imperial New World Order bring to bear?
It was all force. I mean, there was a bang-bang at the door, and then followed by a breaking the door down with a flash grenade. I've never seen that before, so that was new for me.
Was that almost instantaneous?
Yeah, it was. It absolutely was.
So they didn't give you a chance to open the door. It's bang-bang, and then the flashbang comes in.
Yeah, we didn't get a chance to open the door. I mean, the folks in the home, is between everyone feels it's between 15 and 30 seconds. I felt like it was much quicker than that, but this is a real new situation for myself, so, it's kind of hard to...
Did they do all the gorilla behavior, saying get on the ground and then jumping on people with their knees?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were in the room closest to the door, myself and Lucas Shul, and we ran through the room into the kitchen, and by that point, the grenade had gone off, the flash had gone off. I had no idea what was occurring, and we just dropped to the ground. I mean, we didn't know if we were going to be shot or arrested, or we didn't know who was coming into the home, quite frankly, at that point. So we were, myself and Lucas Jewell were on the ground in the kitchen, face down, hands out, so that they could see that we had no weapons on us. I had a cell phone in my pocket, so I let them know that, so that if they were going to pat me down, they wouldn't assume it was a weapon.
How long did this go on?
Oh, it was 5 hours at a minimum. I mean, they came in between 7:45 and 8:10. I tried to look at my phone, but here's Lucas. Hang on.
Thank you very much. All right, so I guess you had a lawyer there with you. That was a nice lady who went through all this. Were you guys expecting this that night? Because it turns out
Mm-hmm. No, she's actually a personal friend of mine, and she was just over visiting. And
well, listen, we've only got a few minutes in this segment. What is it you need to impart to people about what's happened? Where is Adam now?
Adam is in the Adult Detention Center in Fairfax County, Virginia. The important message to relay to the people is that you do not own yourself in this country, according to the government. Adam's alleged crime harmed no one. Adam is a nonviolent person. Adam is a peaceful person. And it's very ridiculous that they would try to trump up something like this for a victim of crime. And notice that the charges have nothing to do with what happened in D.C., but yet Parks Police are who raided us. You know, so we're raided outside of the District of Criminals in Herndon, but yet Parks Police raids us, and then none of the charges have anything to do with the video. And when the video was allegedly filmed on Parks Police...
Yeah, so now they're trying to charge him for marijuana and mushrooms.
No, not for the marijuana, just for possession of a Schedule 1 or 2. They're going to charge for the mushrooms, and then they're going to charge for possession of a firearm and Schedule 1 or Schedule 2.
All right, that was a short segment. I know you got media there. 3 minutes. I want to come back and a few more questions for you. Lucas Jewell, stay there. AdamVersusTheMan.com. And again, this is a big civil rights issue that's happening here. The Imperials get very angry over a slave with a weapon. The great crime is a slave defending themselves.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
Imagine park police SWAT teams out of their jurisdiction with armored vehicles, helicopters. The news media shows up right before it happens. They got to get an American that dares in Washington, D.C., named after George Washington, he would dare load a shotgun when for 5 years, 4.5 years, they have illegally, it's almost five actually, they have illegally. The Supreme Court said, okay, you got to let people have shotguns and rifles and handguns. They got to be able to have them to defend themselves. They got to be able to have them loaded because of those cases, people not being able to have a firearm to defend themselves. And they said, we're going to go after him. We're going to make an example of him. And I've got David Knight in here to give us an update on the Paul Revere contest in a moment. People have been asking about that. But first off, going back to Lucas Jewell, who was there during this. I want to get into this jurisdictional issue with you. And again, how many armored vehicles, how many helicopters? Because the media is varying. Two vehicles, five armored vehicles, two helicopters, three helicopters, 100 police. You've been at the courthouse. You've been there. What's happening with that? You've got the floor for 5 minutes. Tell people what's happening.
You know, Alex, I did think it was kind of weird how the media knew about it before we did. Well, I guess they're going with the tactic of surprise. But, yeah, so that was weird. There was helicopters.
Well, the media is embedded in the domestic anti-liberty army. This is an occupying
right.
army well, on was, record to convert America well, to total was, Sovietism.
You know, there was, you know, black helicopters circling overhead, you know, which the whole thing was way unnecessary and over dramatic. And it was really weird the way that the reporter was standing right in front of the cop car. He had his lights on. They had all these lights flashing to make a big scene out of it and try to, look, everyone, this is an active crime scene.
No. That's why they'll do a year and a half undercover and spend $1 million-plus on an Amish guy. They beg to sell him some milk and cheese and move in as fake neighbors. And then they'll SWAT team and shove the Amish man to the ground because it's all part of their mental illness, their play acting. They're the good guys. This is how authoritarianism works.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if zip tying someone's hands to the point where they both turn purple is considered cruel and unusual, but that definitely happened to the woman you spoke to earlier.
So they did that to the lawyer. They made the other woman sit there and bleed on the floor. They kicked him in the stomach with pleasure. They put the zip ties on too tight. Well, probably get peace prizes for that.
Oh, yeah. You know, maybe they could drone bomb a couple babies, you know, murder 1.5 million Iraqi, you know, actual real crime instead of peaceful non-compliance.
Well, you know, when you have a tyranny, being good is a crime.
Yeah, that's the issue. And right now, I think we're in the middle of a paradigm shift where people are reevaluating their relationships with government. People are starting to actually look at government for what it is. Which, you know, as Adam actually said on your show yesterday, the group of individuals with a pseudo society granted monopoly on the initiation of force. Without that initiation of force, government is nothing.
Lucas, you're right. They have set up a new class structure, and they know it. I was on the grass by Barton Springs after I went for a jog this weekend. It was actually 4th of July, and I was sitting there, felt like the weekend, listening to two cops, their wives that work for the government, and their girlfriend, whose husband's going to work for the NSA, and they were bragging and on power trips, just getting off. This is their time. This is their takeover.
Oh, no, they were groveling in it. One guy had headphones in and was sitting there, like, bouncing his head around like he was really having a good time. He was really soulless. And the weird part is the same guy, the guy with the headphones was the guy who kicked at him. But before, he was sitting there staring me down when I was in his room in cuffs like he wanted to do something. So I walked up to him, you know, and I said, hey, you want to do something? Hit me, you know? I'm just not a fan of people trying to bully me.
Imagine the cowardliness of being a guy in body armor with a gun trying to stare down people and kick them in the stomach, hoping they do something. It's like, look, imagine how disgraceful his family is and the line of scum he comes from. Or if they weren't scum, imagine what his ancestors would think of him now.
Oh, it's disgusting. And I actually mentioned that because, I mean, we had 5 hours with nothing to do but sit there and talk to everyone except for Adam, who was in that room, and talk to these police officers that were guarding us. And I told him, I was like, you know, what would Rosa Parks think about what you're doing? You know, what would Martin Luther King think about what you're doing? What would Malcolm X think about what you're doing? And, of course, no response to something like that. But, you know, then again, these people have been given the government version of, you know, Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. Oh, don't worry. The government grants rights, and the government can grant rights to black people. No, the government can only take away rights. The government can only limit
freedom. Oh, I know. The police now think that They now think owning guns is a privilege. They think traveling is a privilege. They just have no idea, just like the general public, what a free country is. Now, some police I talked to are waking up. I've got my reporter, David Knight, here. He wants to ask you some questions, Lucas.
Okay.
Hey, Lucas, did they show you a search warrant, or did they have anything about a search warrant?
They gave us an incomplete search warrant after everything happened, and there was no probable cause statement.
Yeah, because they're spending 5 hours. They're spending 5 hours looking for something. I mean, it reminds me of the old saying from Stalinist Russia: "Bring me the man, and I'll find the crime." You know, if you spend 5 hours in somebody's house, you can probably find, with all the laws we've got, you can probably find something that they violated.
Yeah. Well,
it doesn't matter. Every one of those cops will die 30 years young from all the vaccines they've taken. I mean, they want it. They got it. They're dead already. Their God already killed them.
Yeah.
Hail
yeah.
Satan.
Yeah. Well, it also seems like you got this jurisdictional issue where they're coming after him. The way the Washington Post reported it, gun activist arrested for, you know, this D.C. act. But then in the body of the article, they talk just about the mushrooms that they found. That's all they talk about.
Yeah,
I mean, the reason they came there, right, is because he loaded that gun in Washington. And it's
The warrant said nothing about drugs.
Right, right. He's not the one that's violating the law here. It's Kathy Lanier in the District of Columbia that's violating the law, the Constitution, as well as ignoring the Supreme Court decision.
And, of course, there's a lot of precedent in that, where if they come for one reason but use it as a fishing expedition, it's not admissible. But expanding on this whole issue, look at how Bloomberg's trying to shut gun sales down all over the country. They use these globalist crime bases, Chicago, D.C., New York, to try to rob all of us of our rights.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know if you heard about this, but actually it might be today. There's a pro-stop-and-frisk rally in New York City. And like, this is the state of current affairs. Like, people are saying, yes, we are so pro-stop-and-frisk that we are willing to rally of the government.
Oh, no. Turdberg, Bloomberg passed a law, got his corrupt government to pass a law, they're all a bunch of mafia, to say there's no Fourth Amendment. But, I mean, look at Texas. They pull your wife over here and, I mean, but just absolutely rape them with her hand.
Bloomberg also went into different jurisdictions in other states and entrapped people. And then said that they would, you know, for illegal gun violations, you know, technicalities on gun sales, and then said they'd let him off if they'd accept a special master from him.
Well, Scumberg or Filthberg or Fraudberg or Un-Americanberg, whatever you want to call him. I mean, yeah, no, he's involved in all sorts of crimes.
Yeah.
Pervberg, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, Filthberg.
Well, it reminds me also of Waco. You know, you're talking about the media also knew about all this, and they were all set up to take pictures of this. It's exactly what they did with Waco. You know, they had all the media there as they had the initial raid. That's why we got pictures of it. And they even had the code word Showtime. You know,
even use SWAT teams from Texas to California at roadside checkpoints where they'll ask for blood, but the people are so scared they do it. It'd be like robbers going, give me your watch. I'm your friend. You don't mind, do you? I mean, it's color of law robbery.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Anything else you want to add about, because, again, the number of helicopters, armored vehicles, and so it was particularly describe the Park Service SWAT team.
Yeah, it was by far the most scary experience of my life. You know, they threw the flashbang grenade in the house upon entry. We're running through the entire house with a drug dog whenever the warrant said nothing about drugs. And the entire time, you know, even while handcuffed, we were being muzzle flashed and everything like that. So really, really a bad situation.
Federal family, though. Remember last year, Janet's internal document? You're all part of the federal family now. We call it La Cosa Fedstra.
Yeah, but
yeah,
also...
Well,
Rob Dew had an interesting point. He said, look at the difference in the way they treated this football player that they just arrested, Hernandez, right? Here's a guy that they've got surveillance tape of him basically committing a murder, and they handle him with kid gloves, or basically what you would expect.
Well, they admire that. Yeah, they admire the tats and death. They like it.
Mm-hmm.
They want to grease our families, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of, they sure took care of Hastings, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny. Yeah, it's funny that Aaron Hernandez was taken by men in suits, very calm and coolly.
Mm-hmm.
After he committed a murder, and then he's suspected of another murder,
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Those were just really real police detectives who want to be able to get him. I mean, to be honest, so they were doing it all by the book. You were dealing with the federal family.
Mm-hmm.
So the
family.
Yes, the federal family.
So maybe a better analogy is the David Gregory thing where he holds up an illegal gun, you know, on NBC News.
Well, that, exactly. Like, I think that's how Adam beats this in court, is going, well, why is he allowed to have a gun?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but he's part of the federal family.
Yeah, well, if you're not a part of the dinosaur corporate media, then, you know, you're not allowed to bring guns on TV, and you're not allowed to make videos of you having illegal, supposedly illegal things in D.C., you know, if you're not part of the dinosaur lamestream media, you're not allowed to do these things, Alex. You're not a free.
Well, I mean, here's the thing.
The
dinosaur media is only good now to kind of put out an official story and hope we pick it up. But all we do now is dissect it. I mean, they literally are hemorrhaging to death. So, in a way, I see this more as their death throes that are going on. So, Adam, has he been arraigned yet? Were you in the courtroom? Any other tidbits?
Adam was very, it's kind of wishy-washy, but we believe he was arraigned today. Reports are that he refused to leave his cell and everything like that. So, I can't confirm that report. I've just heard these from multiple people now that he refused to leave his cell. It doesn't really seem like, wouldn't surprise me if Adam did refuse to leave his cell. He's a big fan of peaceful noncompliance. So,
yeah, and he did that on the last fake charges, and they had to drop him because usually people just comply. The cops go, you know you did this. Well, I did. And then they get you to plea bargain, and then you have no rights. They can't stand it when you actually create a court case out of it.
Yeah, he needs a jury trial, too, if they press charges.
Well, they'll bring in all the wives of the SWAT team, but they can all sit there and, like, smack their lips on power trips. They're all going to get it. Did you know I was reading almost all the federal pension funds have already been taken. They're not going to get them. These idiots have no idea what they're part of.
Yeah.
They're bringing this tyranny in. I heard today they're not going to pay the troops now. They're saying, well, we may not pay troops anymore. It's like, oh, who cares? It's all right. SWAT teams will kill you if you don't like it. You know?
Yeah.
No, they were threatening that when I was then. So that was a scary experience when you're obligated by law to serve and they threaten not to pay you. So, but, you know, Alex, it's been a pleasure as always, and I wish you a very wonderful day, and God bless.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and we'll get updates from you in the future, Lucas. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
All right, there goes Lucas Jewell. Give us a update on I mean, this is obviously a very serious case, and he has a lot of courage, and he will draw attention to the fact that's an unconstitutional law. They knew that, too. That's why they did the drug stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who knows if those mushrooms were even his.
That's right. If they're there for 5 hours, they can plant evidence. You know, I mean, it's just...
But see, Adam's the type who would have those, probably, and then just do it in their face, not caring, because...
Well, I mean, they know that he is against the unconstitutional war on drugs. So they know that it's believable that they could put anything that they want to in there and people would believe it.
So it could be either way. Yeah,
it could be either way.
But I mean, my whole deal is victimless crime of mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, this is insane. Briefly, we got totally overwhelmed, over 600 good entries.
Yes.
To Operation Paul Revere, the $120,000 in prizes. What is it, 100,000 first place, 15,000 second place, 5,000 third place?
10,000 second, 5,000 third.
Okay, good. I'm getting my own contest wrong here.
Neither do I,
Okay, and so that's very, very exciting, and we should be able to...
Really good entries. That's what's making it really hard. You know, we're trying to get something posted up so people can see each other's work. But there's a lot of good entries to choose from.
This turned out strong. Better than we thought. We're victims of our own success.
Oh,
great job to everybody. We've had multiple people, including myself, watch the 600 videos. I probably watched 200 myself. We're down to about 50 or 60 that are incredible. Some of these are just so good, I can't believe it. And so it'll be by the end of July, we should be able to announce first place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We just get more and more behind because it's so amazing. And we want to be able to trot out the top 50 and the top 30 and the top 20, the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be able to give them all attention, too. So just great job, everybody. When should we be ready to announce the site where people can see all 600 or so?
Well, we're hoping that it'll be ready by the beginning of next week So, yeah.
And that's a Herculean effort just to try to put them in categories.
That's right.
I mean, again, 600 videos, folks. And when I say 600, I think it's more than that, isn't it? I mean, it's...
Yeah, it was a little bit over 600. We're going to select a subset of that. And so we'll probably have up about half of them as selections, but we'll have all of them listed at Planet InfoWars so people can take a look at everything there. But we wanted to kind of pull out kind of the best half of them and put it there and then start pulling it down from that.
Yeah, and again, that way attention gets given to all the filmmakers. It's about resisting tyranny. Mm-hmm. That's the real win.
That's right.
And but it's a big prize to, you know, bring in some heavy hitters. And then we're going to probably talk to the top 20 people and say, what are your ideas? What would you like to do? We're overwhelmed economically, staff-wise. There's all these films I want to make. And I've got to not see my children and work 7 days a week to be able to do it. I'm about to go into an intense work phase again. And I'm just praying God give me the strength to do it, to finish Obama Deception 2, do a bunch of other stuff we got planned. The studio's almost done. I mean, we're in our maximum effort here, so please pray for us. You've been here now how long, David?
Probably about 9 months.
What do you make of the effort you've seen here? I mean,
it's amazing. It's amazing. You're really pouring everything into this. It really is amazing to see it grow, and I know how committed you are to this. And I think this contest, this idea you had is really a great thing. I mean, there's a lot of people out there, obviously some of them first-time filmmakers, so the production values aren't real high, but the content is really good on that. We've got everything, but we do have a lot that have some really good production values as well.
But regardless, they're all winners. They've taken their step into a wider world.
That's right. That's right.
And just amazing.
We want to help that community grow.
So by next Monday, we'll try to put 300 of them up.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, it doesn't mean the other 300 aren't great. It's just we've got to start, you know, dividing down it. But all of them at planetinfowars.com. We salute you all.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes. And without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Thank you.
here's what I'm going to do. I want to show you some of the FBI training manuals, but also the flyers they put out. The hundreds of different types of businesses. There's hundreds of these a year. Where it says, a woman with a baby stroller, a man with blue jeans, talking on the cell phone, taking photos of anything, paying for cash with anything. You know, mark down who they are, call the FBI. And this is done on purpose to just flood fake chatter and to make people think it's okay to spy on everyone, to normalize spying in the federal government on their own systems, to get rid of the Fourth Amendment, but to also flood the NSA databases with so many fake reports, the globalists can get away with all the other stuff they're doing. Because they're getting caught all the time shipping narcotics in and shipping little kids out and just every crime you can imagine. Then they've got to shut down the investigation. Then it's embarrassing. Texas Youth Commission gets caught running big pedophile rings in Texas. They got to shut that down. It's embarrassing. They get away with it, of course, but it's still embarrassing. You know, $2 trillion missing at the Pentagon. It's embarrassing. So now that's just all going to end. They're going to spy on everybody, and if you report what they're doing to somebody's kid, you're going to go to federal prison. If you report torturing people, you're going to go to federal prison. You're going to let the criminals take over, period. And that's what's happening in America. So I want to take your calls on this and go over it. And like it's like watching children, the public debate. Well, is it suspicious if someone takes a vacation or volunteers for work? And again, everyone's a suspect now. Be paranoid of spies and terrorists everywhere when we have a corporate spy group that is moving everything we've got to China. Openly bragging they've established a corporate world government with diplomatic immunity. There's the enemy. And they've got you going, yeah, well, the Ruskies may get it. The Ruskies are scared to death. They've never faced any evil like this. And, of course, they're corrupt and pathetic. That's why they can't beat the New World Order. And by pathetic, the Russians are tough. They're smart. They're just not this organized and scientifically evil. They are just not as evil as the New World Order. They're very upset. They're very greedy about it. Stalin admired Hitler and couldn't get his forces to be as professional, even though when it got down to a fight, his forces beat Hitler with Western weapons. The Russians would fight just as hard as a Nazi, or anybody else for that matter, or harder. The thing is, they're more thuggish. Their government mafia is more just old-fashioned thug. They want to just run stuff. They don't want to poison everybody's water and, you know, rape everybody's wives and, you know, and you know, chant Hail Satan. You know, the current Russians aren't chanting Hail Satan down at the Texas Capitol and being praised by MSNBC for it. If you're a new listener, there's more than 50 videos, literally, of the Democrats in circles for hours chanting Hail Satan and running around with their tongues hanging out to make sure that the sacrament of killing the babies can continue. I mean, you're like, that sounds crazy. Look at all the other cultures killing babies in history. I mean, the whole Old Testament's God saying to the Israelites, don't kill your babies like all the other groups. Don't burn them up. It's the same deal. Humans always, Moses was up the mountain for a little while, comes down there, devil worshiping and human sacrificing. Within a matter of days, he comes down and goes, what's going on here? There's orgies and devil worship and people running around saying Hail Shaitan with their tongues hanging out. And now it's the same thing up here at the Texas Capitol. They're running around, Hail Shaitan with their tongues hanging out. Speaking of Shaitan wants to just hit you with soft kill weapons and kill you and your family because he loves you. Being sarcastic there. Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 is out. Citrus Peach Fusion. It's available out of the gates at InfoWarsHealth.com. One word, InfoWarsHealth.com. Banner's up on InfoWars.com. It has a certified ORAC non-GMO certification, 8,000 score. The old Beyond Tangy had 5,745. And don't worry, we've got that for sale as well. But this is the hundreds of ingredients, totally certified to be organic. InfoWarsHealth.com is a phone number there on the site.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.